This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Good afternoon. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwakwaka'wakw, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Hello and welcome. This is Raccoon City, here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1 on 90.1 FM. My name is Katie, and I'm going to be your host for this next amazing hour. This week is super fun and cool and awesome and exciting because I have a wonderful, cool interview with the gorgeous, amazing Apolline Deschatson, a beautiful Canadian artist with a new single out now. Stick around to hear all about it with some really cool conversations with Apolline. But for now, we'll listen to some really fun music. Up first, here is Vegas de Amor by Soap.
This melody stuck in my head. It goes like,
I wanna go outside and feel the sunshine in now like it's never before. I wanna be in your place, not out the passenger door. And I'm losing control, and it hurts more and more. Now I'm lying on the floor. And if you want to
explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too on CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
That was so cool and so fun. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. That was just Cocoa Beach by French-Canadian artist Manya. So fun, so cool, and today is so extra special because we have a super fun, amazing guest here at the station. With me here is Apolline Deschatson. Say hello, Apolline.
Hi, guys. Hello, world.
Yes, thank you so much for being here, and we're so happy to have you. Apolline just came out with a new single, and Apolline, did you want to talk a little bit more about it, describe the song?
Yeah, so the song is very jazzy. I love jazz. I wrote this actually in grade 12, so like 5 years ago, and I have like a whole backlog stack of songs I've been meaning to produce and put out, but like as a full-time student, it's so hard to balance hobbies and academics and work and life, and I honestly was just so happy I finally found the time in the last year to like record it and produce it. I knew how I wanted it to sound, and finally got it out this past February, and I'm super excited because I feel like it just kind of gave me the boost I needed to know that I can do this and I can produce and put out the rest of my songs and to keep writing. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super excited.
That's so cool. You so can do this, Apolline. That's so fun and cool of you to be out here releasing music, because it's scary, and that's such a cool thing that you've done.
Thank you.
I'm so impressed. My second question, can you discuss the title of the song? It's in French. I don't know what it means. Why this title? And does it have any symbolism?
Yeah. So I'm so silly. I made the horrible mistake of having a super long, complicated name that no one knows how to spell. And also a song title that's also super long and no one knows how to spell it. So people have a really hard time finding me on Spotify. But anyways, so the title is Coup de Foudre, which literally, like in French, means lightning strike. But obviously that's not what it means. It actually means love at first sight, which I know everyone's probably cringing in their pants, but hear me out. It's my interpretation of love at first sight. It's not actually like I personally don't believe in love at first sight. It's not like, oh, you see someone, you're like, oh, love of my life. It's more like those experiences when you meet someone and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've known you forever, and it's like an instant bond or like an instant attraction. So this is like a very, yeah, it's a first love song, which I wrote in grade 12. And yeah, I kind of really, like, first of all, this song title was originally Eyes, okay, when I was in grade 12, and I was like, that is the stupidest title ever. Like, I cannot put that out. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I think this is, like, it works to do a French title with an English song. And I would just like to point out, I did this before Billie Eilish, guys. I did this, like, years ago, but I just have never put it out. Yeah, and honestly, like, I rewrote the song, like, the lyrics of the song a lot because I wanted it to be a little bit more vague. I wasn't quite ready to expose myself just yet, you know what I mean? Like, songwriting is very personal, and then, like, you know, when you go to produce and put it out, you're like, wait a second, do I want everyone to know this about me? So this was, like, a very safe first release, you know, just dipping my toes, something very generic and relatable, you know, love, romantic love. Young love. So yeah,
that's so fun, so cool. Her Apolline single is called Coup de Foudre, which I just learned how to pronounce. I've been saying it wrong, but that's okay because I figured it out and we learn things every single day.
Oh yeah, preach sister.
Exactly. That's so real, Apolline. I feel that heavy. It's really hard to. Songs and music is so personal, and it is such a deep dive into your subconscious and conscious life. So that's really, really cool that you've made a way to make it kind of like subtle and cool and awesome. So that's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks.
So you can definitely listen to Coup de France right now. It's out right now, right, Apolline?
Right, it's been out since February 16th.
Out since February 16th. Give it a listen, give it a play, give it a stream. It's super cool, super fun. Where can you find it?
Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming platforms.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much. And you can stick around to hear more about Apolline's new single. For now, we're going to listen to her single right now, and it's going to be so awesome and so cool, and then we're going to come back, and I have a lot more questions for you, Apolline, so definitely stay tuned to hear all about it. Right now, here is Coup de Foudre.
Yeah!
Enjoy!
I've been some daydreaming. I hope I'm never coming down because I'm daydreaming. My reverie won't quit. Might need some oxygen. And I can't predict the future, but I hope that you'll be in it. And even if you're not, I know you'll be here for a minute in my lullabies. No good night. Cause you got me daydreaming, head spinning, vision kind of every good thing. I'm not in a hurry cause I'm daydreaming. Cause you got me daydreaming, ooh, head spinning. Climb up in the clouds, I hope I'm never coming down because I'm
I loved you, just thinking of you.
gorgeous, fantastic, amazing, beautiful. That was just From the Start by Leve. So amazing, so beautiful, so cool. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, community radio station, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. And today is so fun and cool and extra special because I am joined here with Apolline Deschatson.
Hello again.
Welcome back. And Apolline is a local Vancouver artist with a new single out called Coup de Fond. Did I say that right?
Coup de foudre.
So close. I don't know why I want to say frond. Like,
that's okay.
I don't speak French, but Apolline does, and she's here to help me out because we're all learning things together on this crazy world together, so it's so fun and cool. Thank you for helping me. And I have some more questions for you. Is that okay?
Oh my gosh, please, fire away.
Amazing. So what is your creative process like? How do you begin to write a song? Do you like to start with chords and beats and music, or do you like to start with lyrics?
All right, so there's actually no recipe or structure ever. It's something that just comes very naturally, like as I go about my day, like depending on what I'm going through or whatever, it's an idea that comes to mind and I'll, you know, pull out my notes app and jot down some lyrics. It's sometimes I'm walking to school and I just get a melody in my head and then I whip up my, you know, phone and record audio. But I would say it's just like it's a very fluid process. There's no, you know, one way to do it. I always say that, like, you know, I became a songwriter out of survival because I, like, couldn't find any other medium to express myself and to, like, try to understand my own self and all the complexities of life and young adulthood.